All right. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational tip of the day. All right. This is Dr. Nichols with the inspirational tip of the day. The message that I want to give to you today is keeping negative energy from entering your mind. Keeping negative energy from entering your mind. And I know that sometimes that this can be complicated to do, and I know that sometimes it can be a little frustrating about the life situations and circumstances. However, I would like to bring this to you. Sometimes the negative energies that we're bringing in actuality is coming from us, because sometimes we are our biggest critics. Sometimes we are the ones who are creating so much chaos in our minds and in our lives. What I mean by that is, what you water the most will actually grow the most. Let me say it again. What you water the most will actually grow the most. If you continue to set your mind on all of the negative things that are going on in your life, if you continue to set in your mind all of the negative experiences that you've had in your life, those things will be in the front center of your life. Those are the things that you will continue to dwell on. Not allowing God to show you that it is a new day that He's created, that you should rejoice and to be glad in it. It's so easy for us to get off task. It's so simple for us to get off task. It is so easy for us to go back to a negative mindset versus putting in the energy to actually put in the positives that you have in your life. If you look back over your life from 2023, January, to 2023, December the 24th, today, if you begin to look back over your life, you have more to be grateful for, more to be thankful for, than you have to be sorry for and to be ungrateful for. If you continue to water the negatives, that's what will grow in your life. I'm choosing this day, December the 24th, 2023, to only thrive on things that is going to elevate me in my walk with God and in my personal walk in this life, 2023 going into 2024. There are six things that I want to leave with you. There are six things that I want to share with you. Number one, you got to recognize and acknowledge the negativity that's going on in your mind. You got to recognize and acknowledge the negativity that is going on in your mind. You got to be aware of the negative influences and thoughts that can impact your mind. You the one got to be aware of those things. You have to be aware of negative people. You got to be aware of negative places, negative things, negative thoughts, negative speech. You have to be aware of how you speak to yourself and how you allow others to speak to you and what you receive from them. When another person tries to say negative things towards you, you flip that conversation and you give yourself two things that are positive about you. You can't live in the past with other people that wants to not look at where you are at the present moment. That is, if you really want to live at the present moment. Again, that is really if you want to live at the present moment. So you got to recognize and acknowledge the negativity that you bring and that you allow others to bring in life. And point number two is real simple. Surround yourself with positivity. Surround yourself with positivity. Seek out positive people, environments, and experiences that will uplift and inspire you. Seek out those type of people. Environments also are important. And experiences that you have in life. Make sure that you are willing to just accept what God gives you, and then create your own sunshine. Don't allow others to create anything for you. Don't allow others to create the good things and the good times in your life. You create them and you invite others in. That's what you have to do. You create that yourself. You must do that. But I think that we get so caught up on trying to be something and be someone that we're not. You're putting on a show for somebody. You're putting on a show for somebody. But God is not interested in you showing out. God is not interested in any of those things that you're doing, to be honest with you. But what God is really trying to do, and what God is really right now, is God is trying to get you to understand the purpose and the plans that he has for your life. And he wants you to surround yourself with positive people, not negative people, not the negative energy. A negative person will always find something negative about your life and their lives. And then you've got misery loving that type of company. This is what I've learned. When I see people are already hurting and I see people talking from a hurt place, I can't add on to it. And I won't add on to it because that person is hurting. And I've learned not to take anything personal when that person is going through their drama, going through their chaos, going through navigating this thing we call life. I can't get upset with people like that. But I will surround myself with more positive people than negative people. And when I see people are hurting and they're just constantly negative, I'm just going to continue to try to provide that positivity that they need in their lives. Point number three, practice mindfulness and self-reflection. Practice mindfulness and self-reflection. And what that simply means is just highlight the great things in your life. Highlight the things that is going to reflect something positive in your life. Practice those things. Do some self-reflecting on where you came from January up until this point. Be proud of yourself. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because you're not doing what they want you to do. They can't even live their own life. Live your life to the fullest with no regret and no apologies. Do not apologize for living your best life in this season. Regardless of what you have done in your past, leave it there and leave them there. Point number four, foster healthy relationships and boundaries. Foster healthy relationships and boundaries. This here means surrounding yourselves with positive people and having supportive relationships that is going to allow you to have those healthy boundaries and respect your boundaries as well. You need people that are around you that's going to respect you for being you and not try to change you to be a duplication of who they are. Always remember, even if you have a mentor, your mentor is to mentor you to be the greatest version of yourself, not a mini them. They don't want you to be like them. So foster those healthy relationships and boundaries. Point number five, cultivate gratitude and positivity. Cultivate gratitude and positivity. You know, there's power in gratitude. There's so much power in gratitude. Because when you have gratitude, you're grateful, you're thankful for the things that God has done, and you're grateful and thankful for the life that you have created yourself. Don't let anybody take you off course. Cultivate gratitude and positivity within yourself. Give yourself those affirmations, those positive things in your life. And my final point, commit to personal growth and self-care. Commit to personal growth and self-care. Start prioritizing yourself and stop feeling bad. Get yourself some activities that you can do outside of being with anybody else and start doing things. You can exercise, lose some weight, have a hobby, pursue some of your personal goals. It'll just enhance who you are as an individual when you commit to personal growth and self-care. And remember, there's nothing that you can't do without God on your side. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that scripture and I live by the scripture. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed and never stressed.